And we are going to be kicking off a brand new segment. And that is the week ahead with Felicity Sun as she does look in the skies. I've got her on the line right now. Unless you just put on a little bit of fortune teller music. There you go. Felicity Sun, take it away.
Aries, it's not you, it's them. Just kidding, it's you. Taurus, I'd probably stay away from bodies of water this week if I were you. Rivers, lakes, the ocean, pools, your bathtub. Gemini, if you can feel yourself about to lose your marbles, let it happen. That crazy has to come out sometime. Cancer, some call it being understanding and empathetic, but you're actually just being a sucker. Leo, you need to let that person know you're annoyed before you blow up at them. Use your nice words. Virgo, you're about to get hopelessly lost. Interpret that however you like. Libra, yes, there are way too many cushions in your house. Scorpio, you've been excessively grumpy lately. Chill out, man. Sagittarius, you've had some good luck, but it's about to run out, so you need to start making backup plans for literally everything. Capricorn, the answer to your question is what you don't want to hear. Aquarius, the good news is they aren't talking about you behind your back. The bad news is it's because they don't really care. Pisces, you feel sick all the time, but it's not because you're overworked. You just make poor lifestyle choices, and that's your star guide.
Wow. Yeah, hopefully very insightful, and people can take away a lot from that, Felicity Sun. Hey, before I let you go, obviously the royal engagement last week, people were very excited. Do you have a prediction of how long the marriage could last? Is it going to be a happy ever after?
Look, I've looked at Venus and Mars and how they're lining up for the royal couple, and all I can say is their marriage is going to last with something with a two in it. So whether that's 2 years or 20, we'll see. But the stars don't lie.
Maybe 2 minutes. All right, well, thank you, Felicity.
No worries.